Well, former Barclays boss Bob Diamond is due to be grilled by MPs later on this afternoon in the wake of the interbank interest rate fixing scandal. Let's get the thoughts from our man at the trading floor of Alpari, James Hughes. And James, all eyes fixed on Mr. Diamond and what he's going to say.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be the big story of the day, to be perfectly honest, is what is he going to say, if anything, I think is the big question. And we've all seen these inquiries where someone goes in front of the MPs and MPs ask questions that don't necessarily dig too deep and or don't dig enough, and we've all got something to say afterwards. I think what people are hoping for this time is for a bit of honesty to come out of this, which may not necessarily happen, and just to delve a little bit deeper into finding out exactly what has gone on, because what we've got at the moment is just sketchy bits of information with nothing necessarily that concrete. We've got a couple of emails here and a couple of emails there implicating a few people, and we just don't really know what all the details of this are. So I think what today is going to be is almost trying to find out what those details are, and for Bob Diamond, of course, it's going to be just how implicated in this whole thing he actually is personally.
But what about the rest of the crew in the financial institutions, and indeed the present and previous government? Because MPs are also likely to ask about the role of the Bank of England and the previous government in the rate fixing. There could be some very nervous people around in the next few hours.
Yeah, and this is another side to this now. Of course, what the Labour opposition at the moment were thinking is, of course, that this would be another great way to jump on the back of the government and the coalition and look how badly the banks have got under your tutorage, if you like. But now it's gone the other way. The Bank of England could be implicated in this, and of course, as you say, the ex-Labour government could be implicated in it. So there's a lot of wool being pulled over a lot of people's eyes, and I think there's a lot of skeletons left in this cupboard as well. So I think what people are worried about now is just how deep does all this go? Just who is not necessarily responsible, but who's involved? And at the moment, this could branch out a long way. So I think there is a lot of worried people out there, as you say, because we just don't know at the moment how deep this issue goes.
The interesting thing about all of this is that at the time, many of these people didn't think they were doing anything too wrong.
Well, I think that's quite a lot of how these things tend to run. And a lot of people have been talking about the sort of the role of the FSA and what's the point in the regulations. No one really thinks that anything is being done wrong until you've found out and it's proved to be wrong. And unfortunately, this is almost tends to be the way of the world. Unless you get caught doing it, it's not necessarily wrong. And of course, these people have now been caught. And just how wrong the country or other countries feel that it is, we don't yet know. And this is the big worry, of course, with criminal investigations. It could go a lot deeper than this at the moment. But I think there is a way of the world at the moment where if you can get away with it, you can, until you get found out, in which case everything tends to blow up in your face. And that's exactly what's happening at the moment. We're only at the starting point of the explosion.
OK, the other story today, Manchester United are looking to make $100 million from a New York stock sale. They've applied to list on the US stock market.
Yeah, well, of course, Manchester United, the biggest football club in the world, the brand of Manchester United is known all over the world. And, of course, the owners, the Glazer family, are Americans themselves. So it's not too much of a surprise that this is going ahead. Of course, they were looking to float in Singapore earlier in the year, but that was pulled out to focus on other areas. And it seems that this New York stock sale is the big one that they're looking to do. But with Manchester United and, of course, Premier League football, or European football, being such a massive deal all over the world, it's not a surprise that something like this has happened. And, of course, soccer taking off big in America with the likes of David Beckham and all these big players going over there and playing these days. It is definitely a growing industry out there. So an area that, of course, Manchester United and the owners see that is a big of big importance to them.